Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're having another good day today. I want you to join me on this podcast for just a moment, just a minute, while I declare something, and I really want you to receive it for yourself. Now, it's very simple. You may feel this right now, or you may not feel it, depending on what you're going through. And I'm not trying to come across braggadocious. I don't believe in that, but I do believe to be a witness of what God's doing, a witness of the Christ, a witness of the cross, a witness of the effects of what happened on the cross, which is amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And because of the Holy Ghost and the heavens, I see. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I was just saying this. I was hanging out with Minister Paul and just having a good old time. This came out of my spirit. I said, Jesus is just so good to me. Can you just rejoice with me for a moment? Now, I want that to be encouraging to you, because sometimes you could be going through something and you may not feel that, but he still is. And ultimately, all things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. That's why you need to know your word, but not in a legalistic format, but in a revelation format of growing from glory to glory to glory to glory. For the veil that you step into and the perspective that you see from stepping into the other side of the veil through the blood covenant of Yeshua, Jesus our Christ, our Savior, our King, will give you the revelation and the wisdom and expound your thinking and your thought patterns on your intimate relationship with Jesus, with Yeshua, no matter what you're going through. Maybe that's not you today. Maybe you have a circumstance or situation that you wish could just end or get the answer to or get through or get over it. I have many of those in my life right now, right this very second. But I can tell you, even though I have those things in the back of my mind, God, Jesus, you've been so good to me. I mean, we can go to basic gospel and talk about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have eternal life, kai olam, everlasting life. That right there is enough to say, Jesus has been so good to me. I'm really speaking to your spirit, man. Now, if you're on the mountaintop and everything's going great, which that's what I want for you and hope for you and pray for you and decree for you in every area of your life or some areas of your life, it's easy to say that Jesus has been so good to me. But it's also when you're feeling like the outcast, feeling like, oh God, I can't get this answer, or I can't get this sickness to leave, or I can't get this relationship healed, or I can't get this circumstance at my job to change, or I can't seem to find the right spouse, or I can't seem to get a good enough relationship with my children, or whatever, the money just ain't there, or whatever we go through in life, there's challenges, and I'm not lifting up the challenges, and I'm not lifting up the enemy, but in the midst, say in the midst, Yeshua is so good to me, Yod Heh Vav Heh. God, I feel the anointing just shooting right through my head right now, the angels are singing. Why? Because they're saying, there's a son, there's a daughter that's coming in agreement that Yeshua is good to them. We're causing an arc in the heavens right now, me and you, just by your faith of believing and saying, you know what? My day's changing because Yeshua is so good to me. You might be facing a court battle. You may be facing a legal battle. You might be facing a responsibility. You might be facing a bill you can't pay. Yeshua is too good to me. You might have been through hell and back, but guess what? I quote it to you and I declare and decree it right now. Yeshua is too good to me. Why? First of all your sins are forgiven. That's why I don't talk about sin much. Because why should I? He don't remember them. Why do I remember them? Well, brother, if you teach like that, people just going to stay in sin. People will stay in sin until they get the revelation of who they are. And they're not going to stay in sin because I'm telling them they're free from the bondage of sin that's in their life. but I can't deny the blood, see? Oh, I could point out their sin, but I can't deny the blood. See, Jesus could point out your sins and your faults and your wrongdoings, but he can't deny himself. He can't deny the blood. That's what I mean when I say Yeshua is too good to me. That's even if we're starting off with the basic gospel, going back into what you learned when you heard, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Right there said, God is too good to you. When God said, hey, wait until the day of Pentecost and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the infilling of the third portion of the Godhead, Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit of the living God, with the evidence of speaking tongues, and bequeaths you the very power and essence and presence of God, that there's no being ever created in heaven or earth that can carry God's Spirit but me and you. Jesus has been too good to us. Now, this is just old-fashioned basic gospel. Don't have to get into the homileticals or the, oh, what about the ascension? I'm telling you right now, in the beginning, Jesus was too good. Why? The Bible says he was slain before the foundation of the earth. So therefore, I was birthed in Christ. Had a conversation with a man of God the other day, and he was talking about some revelation that he was taught that, you know, we were birthed and we came through Adam. And there is a factor of that in the natural realm. But the truth is, that's my body came from Adam. My spirit being came out of Elohim, out of Yahweh. And it came through the blood, because Yeshua was shed before the foundation of the earth, before I was ever created. So I came to this earth through Yeshua out of God. And my natural seed was born out of Adam, but my spirit, being of who I am, was born of Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus has been too good to us. Right now, just think about something. Think about right now something in your life. I'm going to tell you something. Everyone always has something that someone else wished they had. I mean, I'm not talking about being jealous, but have you not? I'll tell you about Minister Paul. Like, this dude is 70-ish, acts like he's 40-ish, works like he's 30-ish. I mean, I'm like almost jealous of the capability he has at 70-something years old. So you can easily look and say, oh, God, you know, man, I want to be like that. That's missing out in my life. You know, I wish I could do all the things that that man can do. He's very technical and knows how to work with his hands. And, you know, I got to ask him how to do that stuff. That's not me. But you know what? I can look at him and say, Jesus has been too good to him in that area of his life. Now, he may not be able to do something else, but that doesn't lesser him. Just like me, I really don't have those skills, but that doesn't lesser me. Why? We're not in comparison. We're not in competition. We're in completion. Oh, somebody needs to hear this. We are body that complete each other. My gift of what I have completes the gift that he has. The gift he has completes the gift I have. That's why we're supposed to be in one mind and one accord. That's why the Bible says that the law is fulfilled, not in us reading the Ten Commandments and never making a mistake, because there's about 600 plus laws in the Bible, not just the 10. All right, and that we never failed, we never did something stupid. No, the blood covers all that. It said we fulfill the law when we love one another. My God, you need to get that in your spirit. You need to get that in your spirit. Did you hear what I just said? I want to look up that scripture. I want to read that scripture to you. I think I posted it on Facebook. Hopefully you follow me on Facebook. But I want to read this scripture to you, because it's a great scripture. Let's see, Father. I know I had to post it. Look, Galatians 5:14. For the whole law, can you say whole? W-H-O-L-E, that's everything, is fulfilled in one word. In this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is the Bible talking. That's how the whole law is fulfilled. The whole law ain't fulfilled because I know every scripture, though I encourage you to know the word. The whole law ain't fulfilled. That I'm, you know, I've never sinned in my life. I've never met anyone like that. The whole law is fulfilled by my faith first in Christ Yeshua, because he's fulfilled the law, he's overcome the law, and he's risen me above the law. And me, my portion of fulfilling it is to learn to be like Christ, loving my neighbor as myself. And that sounds easy, but that's not the easiest thing to do. But I'll tell you one thing, look how easy God's made the kingdom for us. He said, just go dwell in love. Jesus has been too good to us. My God, can you get this in your spirit? Can you hear it in your spirit? What I want you to do today is I want you to go and represent that Jesus has been too good to you. Jesus has been too good to you. I don't know. Get on your knee and say, Jesus, you've been too good to me. Or maybe you're in your car. You know, if you're not driving, you know, look up to the heaven real quick and say, Jesus, you've been too good to me. Or maybe you're in a bathtub. You know, I like sometimes I'm in a bathtub. I want to listen to the word or just get in the presence of God. You've been too good to me. Or go tell someone. I love sharing faith. Jesus has been too good to me. It's not braggadocious, it's gloriocious. You know me, I'm broken Hebrew Cajun. I make up my own words. It's gloriocious. What's gloriocious, brother? You got a scripture behind that? Yeah, Jesus is too good for me. Too good for me, too good to me. He's just too darn good. That's the kind of Jesus I serve. You know why? I remember, I will never forget this. I was brought up in religion most of my life, and they were always talking about sins and condemnation. And if you grow up in life and, man, you go through something, you have weak areas in your life, you will feel condemned. You'll feel like you're failing God. You'll run from the church. You'll run from God. You'll run from people. And I remember Jesus showed me this cloven fire on my head. It was just like what you see in the book of Acts, you know, when it said they got filled with the Holy Ghost and they had cloven tongues all over them and on top of their head. Well, that's what I thought it was at first. That's really what I thought it was at first. But the truth of the matter was, it wasn't the cloven tongues. That Yahweh wasn't showing me the cloven tongues. What he was showing me was the blood covenant of Yeshua that's on my head. Oh, come on. Get this in your spirit. And so I saw that. And he said, you have a covenant. Come on. A covenant symbol of the blood on your head at all times, doing its work, washing you by the blood. Now, that don't make you think Jesus is not too good to you. He is so good. That means I'll never see the second death. That means when I fall right flat on my face, and sooner or later in life you do, hopefully you'll never do it again. But I'm telling you, I'm almost 60. I live this road. There's a couple times I've made some mistakes I wish I never did. I'm sure you have those. I've said some things I wish I never said. I've did some things I wish I said I didn't do. And Jesus, remind me, I was with you, and my fiery Holy Ghost anointed glory of my blood covenant was on you at all times. See, you can deny the truth, but he can't. He can't deny himself. Your sins are forgiven. Come on, just receive that. Somebody need to hear that. Your sins are forgiven by the blood of Yeshua. Why? Because you said in your heart, Father, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. I always go back to this. I'm so impressed about the love of Yeshua. He's on the cross, and the thief is right there dying. And he looks at Jesus and says, you know, when you get to where you're going, will you remember me? Now, the dude's never been baptized. He hasn't read his Bible. He's been a sinner his whole life. He didn't fulfill one area of the law. Not one thing has he done, but one thing. He believed on Jesus. And this is what Jesus said. Today, whoo, I got the glory. Come on, get this. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Sight to your eyes to see the glory of God. Sight to your eyes to be healed. Sight to your eyes to recognize that today you will be in paradise. Meaning for him, he was dying. So he ascended with God into the heavens. But right now, by the blood covenant Yeshua, your spirit, man, is no longer dead. It will not see the second death. It abides in the heavens forever. Now, if that don't make you say Jesus is too good to you, we done forgot the basics of the gospel. And then what I love about it, that opens up all everything in the word for us to step into the word and step into the heavens and step into the glory. Well, once again, this is Segima Bay. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to hit that dial. Share this message with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world, or join us, subscribe to us, make us your favorite. It helps the algorithm and it helps spread this gospel, our ministry together, you and me right now, Coffee in the Cosmos, throughout the world. Once again, thank you so much. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Never forget this. Jesus, Yeshua, is so good to us. Amen and amen. Shalom.